Where are we going first? We're going to Steve Bertrand, buddy. What are we thinking?
Mine's serious. Go to someone else.
All right, we're going to Mary first. Hey, Mary.
Mine's light. I'm taking over for Kevin because it's a food segment.
Okay. We haven't had enough of that in the last hour.
Exactly. So do you guys ever eat leftover pizza for breakfast?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it was for.
Yeah.
So good.
Now you can combine your cereal with pizza flavor because General Mills is partnering with Totino's for a limited edition breakfast item cereal.
Wait.
So it's a pizza-flavored cereal. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch / Totino's Pizza Flavor.
It's both of those things?
Yeah, so it's basically Cinnamon Toast Crunch that tastes like pizza.
Shut it down.
So it's one of those things where they're making four boxes.
It's a Super Bowl thing that they're pushing, and it starts the 28th. And then you can get it online if you want. But the box is going to look kind of like a pizza box, you know, with the red and white checkers on the top. It doesn't look appetizing to me.
It doesn't sound appetizing.
I'm not a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan anyway.
What do you put
on your pizza cereal in the morning? Like tomato sauce? Or
I don't know what it was going to taste like.
As much as I love pizza, anytime they try and do pizza flavor or anything, it's terrible.
Crushed red peppers on top, yeah.
Well, you guys will have to try it. Olive oil, let me know.
A little Parmesan cheese on your cereal.
Ma'am, would you like some fresh cracked pepper?
Cracker Barrel pepper. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go to Andy Mazur. Wait, no. You're the serious one, Steve?
I got one.
Well, we'll squeeze you in the middle then here. All right, here you go.
All right, so we've been running PSAs on the air for the past, I don't know, week or so. But I'm going to Guatemala on the 1st of March.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Congratulations.
My whole story. I work with this charity called iCare International, and I've done a couple trips to Mexico, but it was all pre-pandemic. So we go down, we take glasses, used glasses that have been donated, or sometimes new readers and things like that, and fit people in poor communities with eyeglasses. And it is the coolest thing, John.
You have
no idea what it's like to see people who are seeing their world for the first time.
That's amazing.
Or for the first time in years. I mean, just think, even readers. You know, we lose our ability to read the grocery cans and things like that. And a lot of them don't have access to readers.
Do you bring out just a ton of glasses? Because is there actually like a prescription that's done, or you just find the one that gets closest?
Right. So, yeah. So they do a prescription there. We run these clinics. They'll be like 4 or 5 days. And it's in the middle of Guatemala. And so you figure out their prescription. And then all these donated glasses are sorted by prescription.
How long have you done this for, Steve? Is this the first time?
No, this is my third trip. I've done two trips to Mexico. It's my first trip to Guatemala.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really almost selfish because it's such a cool thing. But the reason we're running commercials, and you talked about the glasses that we bring down, is we've got volunteers, we've got glasses, but the charity, iCare International, could use a little financial boost to help pay for the transport of these glasses and their equipment.
I love that.
You got to pay the airline. So,
is there a website you want us to go to? Or?
Yeah, there is. It's called I like me, not like you look at. Mm-hmm. iCareInternational.org. iCareInternational.org. I with an I. And you can see how you can donate, or some of the stuff we do, too.
Wow, you're such a good person.
Not usually, but you know what? It's almost selfish. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
You say selfish. I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling good for helping other people out. That selfish feeling that you have that keeps bringing you back is from a good place. Honestly, volunteerism, people often say, makes me feel good, too. That's okay.
The other thing is, you know, we complain about the problem of the migrants coming up here from Guatemala or elsewhere. And this is a way to help make their world better there, right?
True.
Maybe go toward the solution.
Right.
All right.
Good point.
Now go, what's your week story, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Andy, what are you doing for the world?
Really appreciate it. I'm not doing anything for the world right now.
iCareInternational.org.
Yeah, we got it, Steve. We know you're great. Okay, don't keep interrupting. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, iCareInternational.org. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure if you guys have heard or not, but the Bears hired a new head coach.
What?
His name is Ben Johnson.
Woo!
He was introduced today as the 19th head coach. We also heard today from Ryan Poles and George McCaskey and the president, Kevin Warren. Warren shared a story about an interaction that he had with a Bears fan recently. He was in a restaurant and someone sent him a drink. And it said on a note that was accompanying the drink, says, please hire Ben Johnson. And, Warren got a big chuckle out of that. Now, the fan named Jerry recognized the story that had been making the rounds on the internet, shared a photo that was of the note that was written by his girlfriend. Now, Warren, he says, was nice enough to send them two shots back because they spent some money to send him a drink. Johnson, of course, the hottest coaching candidate on the coaching cycle, and the Bears win the battle. Now, Warren also says he's going to give the note to Ben Johnson, so hopefully when they start to win, he'll frame it and put it in his office. But
like in the West Wing, Bartlett be Bartlett.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if the note really put things over the top.
Yeah, if it did, that's a problem. If Kevin Warren was waiting for a note at a bar.
Yeah, with a drink attached to it,
but based on the rant you gave me on what was that Monday morning, Andy, when I was into the morning show, I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it ended up being pushed over the ledge.
They only interviewed 17 candidates, you know, no big deal, just 17.
Yeah, this guy at a bar, that's how we should do it.
Yeah,
we should actually run plays like that as well. Just pull the Chili's, pull the Cracker Barrel. Do they have TVs at Cracker Barrel? Let's not go back down this road. That's a good story, Andy.
Yeah, icareinternational.org, by the way.
Let's take a break. News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next.